Unclaimed gift of Christmas. The unclaimed gift of Christmas. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In that verse of scripture, you would not believe that that is a Christmas verse, but it is. Tens of millions of gifts exchanged around this year, will be this week, especially at Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, across this world, across this globe. But however, each year they tell me that U.S. Post Office, they have tens of thousands of gifts that's unclaimed. For some reason, either lost to their address or people will not claim it. But there's tens of thousands of unclaimed gifts in our post office and also in our mail service today of different reasons. But here this week, you'll find out there's over millions and millions of gifts of salvation as offered through Jesus Christ will be unclaimed this year. However, there may be someone here sitting in the pews this morning will not claim this free gift that Jesus Christ is offering you today. It may be some family member or loved ones of your family will not receive the unclaimed gift of Christmas, which is Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his son Jesus Christ. So I pray this morning, if you have not accepted this free gift, this will be the greatest gift that you can receive this Christmas or any other day. As we look and see this gift, I pray that you see that it's free. I know that a lot of times us as dads and moms that we give gifts of all kind of gifts to our children, and you see that they receive the gifts that we give them. They're free. We give them to them, and we spend a lot of money on our gifts that we give to our children. But I tell you, the greatest gift, mothers and fathers, that you can give to your children is a Christian mother and father. And that gift is free for you to receive. There's no greater gift than you can give to your family than you give them a Christian family member. Will not cost you anything. But the rejected, the unclaimed gift of Christmas. John 3:16. You would think this would not be connected into the Christmas story. But all the Christmas story, you find their origin in this verse of Scripture, John 3:16. It is one of the greatest verses in the Bible, or the greatest verse in the Bible ever, penned by a man through the Holy Spirit of God. As we think for just a moment with me this morning, the greatness of Christmas, the gift of Christmas, the grief of Christmas, and the grace of Christmas this morning. But if we see the greatness of Christmas, God is the great giver of all mankind. In this verse, there's no other verse as strong as this verse. If you had no other verse in the Bible, just this verse, you would have enough of gospel, enough of truth, enough of salvation in this verse to save the world. The most sweetest verse in the Bible, I believe, is John 3:16. In this verse of Scripture, you see the manger. In this verse, you see a baby in that manger. You see salvation in this verse. You see a perfect man in this verse. But you also see a cross in this verse, and the sins of the whole world being paid for by the free and the precious blood of Jesus. We see the Father's mind. We see the Father's heart. And we connect this, John 3:16, with Christmas, and also the Lord's Supper, as we have before you this day in the salvation gift. The greatness of Christmas that God gave. But we see there's a gift of Christmas we all need to understand. Where the Christmas began, God so loved the world. That is the gift of Christmas. God so loved the world. That is the source of Christmas. It is the love of God, the source of all giving. For God so loved the world. 1 John 4:10 and 11 says, herein is love, Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. If y'all was with me here on Wednesday night, you'd understand that word propitiation is a New Testament word. We studied the word, that word atonement. It's an Old Testament word that means to cover. But Jesus Christ done much, much, much better for us. He gives us this word, means propitiation. That means to do away with our sins. Beloved, if God so loved the world, we ought also to love one another. You're here this morning, you're demonstrating your love to God this morning by being here. And also you're demonstrating that you love one another by being here this morning. And we thank you so much for that. Until we are saved, we do not know how to love as we should love. As a father, as a husband, I do not know how to love, or did not know how to love until I was saved. I did not know how to love my wife as I should, or my family, my children as I should. But once you're saved, you understand the difference in love. The love, the way God wants us to love each other, and for that love to be poured into our hearts today. I hope that you understand this. God so loved. And that word so loved is in the past tense. It's pointing to our past, and it's pointing to the past of mankind's history. The love of God never had a beginning. You're talking about old-time religion this morning. John 3:16 is old-time religion because God so loved the world. There was never a time when God did not love you. There was a time whenever you began to love your husband. There was a time when you began to love your wife. There was a time when you began to love your family, your kids, your grandkids. But there never was a time when God did not love you. Take your little old minds and go back as far as you can go, and you'll find out that God loved you then. God loves us so much. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord have appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with a loving kindness have I drawn thee." That everlasting love means from vanishing point to vanishing point. Old time religion. The word received today is the word salvation. God so loved the world. Receives God's gift today. As I said, there's many a people today around this world who will not receive the free gift of salvation. The unclean gift, I think, is one of the greatest, well, it is the greatest tragedy of mankind. Not accepting this free gift. It's got your name on it. You see, your name is in the books. But you will not accept this gift. It's just like the mailman, UPS, or whatever comes to your house. They have this big, nice gift, and they hand it to you. Your name is on it, but you will not receive this gift. You reject this gift. I will not take this gift. It's your name on it. Someone give it to you. It's free. I will not accept this gift. That's exactly what people are doing today. They are rejecting the greatest gift of all mankind, and that is the gift of salvation. God so loved the world that he gave. Receive this gift. I pray today that you will receive this gift. A love that has no beginning and has no end. This Christmas gift, as I said, is labeled with your name on it. God knows your name. You are not a number to God. He has your name. And your name is placed on this gift that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's up to you to accept this gift that God has gave you. No, God is no respecter of person, whoever you may be. He says, God so loved the world. You mean to tell me that God has got a gift that he's offering to these terrorists? These Islamic terrorists is killing people. Yes, God has got a gift to them. They can accept Jesus Christ. He died for them to accept Jesus Christ. But they deny Jesus Christ. They will not accept this gift. You see, God has got a gift to the homosexuals today. He loves them like he loves everybody else. God so loved the world. He loved them. You see, he loves that person on death row that maybe killed several people. He offers them the gift today of salvation. To you and I today, the gift has been offered. But see, a lot of times we will not accept that gift. We know about Jesus Christ. A lot of people knows about Jesus Christ. You see, you even know the plan of salvation. But see, you are not saved by the plan of salvation. You're saved by the man of salvation. You can quote the plan of salvation and know all about Jesus Christ and reject the gift of salvation. You're saved by the man of salvation is Jesus Christ. Everybody, he offers this gift. God so loved the world. God loves us with an overflowing river of love. God so loved the world. There's never a love like God has loved us so much. Man, they found out a song that we have, and I love to hear that old song, and it is the love of God. That is a beautiful song, the love of God. And the man was in prison. Supposed to be a man was mentally disturbed, and he wrote those words on his cell, in the wall of his cell, the love of God. God so loved the world. Rejection of his love to this world today and the world of people that he loves so much. But we look around this country, we look around this world today, and we see even this United States, it's very shocking to understand of the terrorists that's killing people. God so loved the world. How could God so love the world and they're so sinful, so polluted, so unclean, and so ungodly? How can we love? Because God's love is unconditional. I love you if you love me back. God loves when we don't love him back. God so loved the world. You cannot make God love you any more than he loves you right now. And you cannot stop God from loving you as he loves you right now. But you say, look at what so-and-so done. That don't stop God's love, because how you act, how you behave, because he don't love you on the way that you act or the way that you behave. He loves you because of his condition of who he is. As you think about this love, it's total love. You think about a mother this morning here that has one child. You think about a mother that has one child and how she loves that one child. And you think about a mother that has 10 children. You think that mother has 10 children have to divide her love up and she only loves them at just 10% as much as that mother that loves that one child? No. Love of this kind is not a dividing love. It's a multiplication love. She loves them all the same. You know, parents, a lot of time when we have more than one, two, three, four, right on, you see you love them all the same. You see, there's a lot of people in the world and have been and will be, and God loves us all the same. How precious it is to understand that. The multiplication of love, the greatness of Christmas and the gift of Christmas. But you see, there's grief of Christmas also, as you see in this verse of John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Gave. See, that's the grief in it, gave. God love, God gives, because love is always giving. Did you know if you love Jesus Christ, you'll give? If you love, you will give. Why do you give at Christmas time? Why do you give what you give your kids and your family, your loved ones? Why are you giving these gifts this Christmas? Because you love. Why did God give that gift of Jesus Christ, his only son, to die on the cross for you? Because he proved he loves you. And he loves the people of the world. Christmas time is a time of giving gifts and celebrating the gift that God would give, his only begotten son, a test of love and the length in which it would go to give and willing to make. Real love, what is real love? It demonstrates itself. If a person loves Jesus Christ, they will worship Jesus Christ. They will serve Jesus Christ. There's a sacrifice in this Christmas. Believe it or not, there's a sacrifice. the gift is. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, "Thank be unto God for his unspeakable gift." His unspeakable gift, but his undescribable gift, born of a virgin. And it says the begotten son. That word, it means only one of this kind. It means unique, the only person that had a earthly mother with no earthly father. It had a heavenly father and no heavenly mother. The only one that lived the perfect life. He's the only one that died, perpetuation for our sins, and not our sin, but the sins of the whole world. The only one that raised from the dead, because death and hell could not hold him. The very unique Son of God. Incredible gift that we see. He gave his only begotten Son to the world. He gave to the world and for the world. Gave his only Son, knowing what would happen on the cross of Calvary. He gave his Son, the grief of Calvary. Indispensable gift. As you look and you find out this perfect gift, now I know that a lot of you have already been in town, especially the ladies, and you look for this gift, and you look for that gift, and you look for that special gift, and you look for that perfect gift, and you just got to find that perfect gift. What is a perfect gift? A perfect gift, something that completes, that completely expresses the personality of the giver and completely meets the need of the one that receives it. That's a perfect gift. Jesus Christ is a perfect gift because he expresses the very personality, the completeness of God in Christ Jesus. And when you receive that gift, that perfect gift, it completes you. Every need that you have is filled just for you. So you look for that perfect gift. There's only one perfect gift, and that is Jesus Christ. God gave his Son here at Christmas time, that perfect gift. But also in these few minutes, we find out there's grace of Christmas this morning. This grace, John 3:16, whosoever believeth in him. You know, this grace reaches to all humanity, to all mankind, whosoever. 1 John 2:2, it says, and he is a propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And that is the message of Christmas to you this morning, whosoever will. As a church, if we're not a whosoever church, we need to stop and get where we ought to be, whosoever will, to come accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior this day. The Bible is a whosoever Bible. All man may come to the whole world, whosoever. The personality of God's special gift. Again, the title is, though, the unclaimed gift of Christmas. Isn't it a sad thing have this gift that's offered and so many people will reject it? I'm just wondering this morning if there's someone in these pews that Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit of God, is offering you this morning here that special gift, that perfect gift, that free gift, and yet you sit and said, I will not accept it. The unclaimed gift of Christmas. I will not accept it. But not only as we see the grace that reaches to all humanity, but the grace it rescues from hell, as we see in John 3:16 again. He said, whosoever believe in him should not perish. That's death and hell itself, but have everlasting life. Should not perish. John 3:18, a couple of verses down. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You see, what do you have to do to go to hell? Nothing. Just act natural is all you have to do. You don't have to kill. You don't have to murder. You don't have to rob a bank. What do you have to do to go to hell? Absolutely nothing. John 3:18. Again, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. You are condemned already this morning if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted this gift, you already condemned. You're on your way to hell. You say, well, I'm not a bad person. He didn't say anything about a bad person. He said, you rejected the free gift that God offered. You say, well, I'm a pretty good person. Well, God says you're not a pretty good person. God said there's none of us good, no, not none. You say, well, I don't do a whole lot of bad things. It's not the amount of sin, it's the fact of sin. It's rejecting of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Honest reason anybody is in hell, for one reason and one reason only. Not because they murdered, not for any other sin, because they would not accept this free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. There's only one sin, only one. And you're sitting here this morning and you may be guilty of that sin. And that sin of rejecting this free gift that I'm talking about right now. If you reject this free gift, you're already condemned. And it says you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But sitting here, the Holy Spirit is reasoning with your heart right now. And 2 Peter 3:9 said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing, as you sit here on this pew today, not willing that any should perish. That's the whole world, anybody in the world, but that all should come to repentance. What is repentance? Confessing that you are a sinner, you are bankrupt, you have nothing to pay back the sins you have sinned. The Bible says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. It says the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the unclaimed gift of Christmas, if you will not accept that, Christmas is all about salvation. But now people say, well, where is the hell? Listen to me this morning. What is Christmas all about if there is no hell? People don't believe in hell. But you see, there's a grace also of reality of heaven, but has everlasting life. You know, the Christmas could really start this morning in someone's heart today. Heaven on earth right now. The gift is reaching out and taking this gift that Jesus Christ is offering to you today. It's the free gift. The gift of Christmas. The gift that God wants you to accept. Now you see, you have a will this morning. You reach out and you take this free gift. You see, you have some presents probably already in your home, already wrapped. And you know some of your family members that you love. And you look and you bought them the special gift. It comes Christmas time and you offer this gift. And they shake their head and they say, I will not accept it. I want to ask you this morning, would that hurt your feelings of some of your loved one that you love so much? And you went and you found that gift, and you thought about them so much, and you loved them so much, and you offered them this gift. Here's the gift. It's free. And they back up and they shake their head, as someone may be shaking their head right now. I will not accept that gift. I'm going to tell you, as a dad, that would really hurt me. That would really hurt me if some of my family members would reject the gift that I bought for them. I had them on my mind. I love them so much that I want to do something and give them this gift. And they shake their head and say, I will not accept it. There may be somebody shaking their head this morning and say, I will not accept it, Jesus. That free gift of salvation. Millions of people this day, I want to go back to the unclaimed gift of Christmas. You see, this morning is Miss Nancy come here this time now to play the piano. You see, we're going to open the doors of this church, and they just might want to accept this gift. And we always do this before we go into the Lord's Supper. We kind of bow in a silent prayer as she's playing this. And if there's someone this morning that wants to accept this gift that Jesus Christ is offering, you know, I want you to feel free to get up out of your pews and come, and I'll tell you how to be saved. You just accept Jesus Christ. You're not coming to me. You're not coming to a church. You're coming to a person named Jesus Christ. So she plays lightly if your heads are bowed and you're praying about these gifts. Would you accept Jesus Christ this morning? Do you know for sure in your heart that